John?
Yes, sir.
Translator. Lipian, he went to Thailand 3 months. I don't have translator. But I showed John to talk about something together.
Okay.
Yeah. Good morning, everyone. Today, I would like to talk about the method or technique. The technique meditation of mindfulness. Mindfulness is a knowing. The mind is knowing the body. The body moving, body stand, body stay still, body moving, walking, lying. Down, turn, right, turn, left. Yeah. Blinking the eye, breathing in, breathing out. The mind knowing, mind control. The mind control the body. Focus. But don't focus it seeing outside. You cannot see. You don't focus the listening. You cannot understanding, cannot sound, cannot hearing, because we are focused a little bit, not too much, a little bit, lighter, not having. It's the same, we are driving a car. A little bit control. Long time ago, one day I don't know. Control a little bit. I control too much. The car is out of lane. Oh, someone, why? You're sleeping? I don't know. Accident. It's the same, we are practice, more and more, little by little. It's the same driving a car. You just to be sure, be happy. We go to somewhere. I practiced for a long time ago. I 25 year old, go to the temple. I would like to find out the truth. Go to temple for become monk. Until now, 45 year old, 45 years ago. Yeah, I prove by myself the practice method, the Budo. Budo is mean sitting and breathing in, breathing out, the mindfulness. Focus, breathing in, breathing out, Budo. Budo is a mean, the mantra. Mantra, Budo. The name of the Buddha. The name of the Buddha, Siddhartha, become a Buddha, Buddha. The foundation of Buddhism. We are Buddha, the memory to the Buddha. Beating Buddha, beating out, Lo, Buddha. Sometimes I sleepy. Oh, it's happy. But no Buddha. No Buddha. Buddha is gone. Disappear. For 1 hour, 2 hours, awake. Oh, happy. Buddha, come back. To begin again. Over 5 years, I met Long Po Tien at a practice, moving practice in Thailand, northeast Thailand. Oh, it's good. No closing the eye open. For a new one, oh, not good. Eye open, the thinking outside too. But if I close the eye, it's happy. Happy. No seeing outside. Focus on breathing in, breathing out, inside too, only. Yeah, sometimes it's imagining. Imagination is the power of, I don't know. Pali in Nimitta. Nimitta is a, the same we are sleeping in the dreaming. Dreaming awake, happy, unhappy too, dreaming. It's the same. We are sitting Buddha is the inside, is awake, dreaming, imagination in the mind. But it, I don't know my mind, I don't know the real life, real truth, I don't know. I practiced with Long Po Tien technique to moving. I know, oh, the body doesn't know anything. The same someone in the dead body, doesn't know anything. But we know everything by the mind control, the mind know. The mind touching, no. And the hand, they focus on the bow. I know bow. Yeah, I know. Oh, heavy, a little bit. But stick, I know. Focus, oh, a little bit. Yeah. Touching by my mind touching. Good. Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I know. I know. Yeah. Touching. I awake. Awake. I know meaning of the Buddha. Buddha be awake, aware of the body, of life. Oh, awakening, Buddha. I am aware, the same Buddha. Everything, everyone has the Buddha. Buddha mind inside, Buddha mind. Awaken one, awakening inside too. Heaven inside, Nirvana inside, no outside. Inside, no dead body. The dead body doesn't know everything, doesn't know anything. But we are having the mind and body come and go together. It's a very, very good. Yeah. Now, here and now, Nirvana, heaven, inside. Of everyday life. I practiced about 3 days with Long Po Tien. I knowing aware. I know the Buddha. It's the same Buddha said, who see the Dhamma see the Buddha. Who see the Buddha seeing the Dhamma too. The same. Three in one. Buddha. Dhamma and Sangha, three look together, one, three in one. No coffee, three in one. Type of game, three in one. The body, wisdom, and mind, we come together. Power of everything in the mindfulness, awareness, wisdom, happiness, emptiness, everything coming together. In the same way in the America, same way, Lord, 95, Lord, one Lord, two Lord, every Lord contact together. No, Hawaii, Hawaii is the island, the Lord together. Contact each other. I'm sure practice with the moving, the hand moving. But in Thai popular, population is the Buddha, Samarahang, No, you know No. No in and from the Burma. Breathing in, breathing out. The method, the same size, Buddha, breathing. What arising, falling, arising, falling, arising, falling. Samma arahang, beating samma, beating out arahang, beating out samma. Samma is the right. Arahang, Buddha, arahanta, arahang, the enlightened one. In the same Buddha for Yup no, pong no, it's the same. Awake. No is mean knowing. No, knowing. Arising, no. Form, arising, falling, knowing. It's the same. But it's moving, knowing. Be aware. It's my teacher in Long Po Thien. The picture Long Po Thien, he tell anyone, no body, no mind, only cover everything, cover, no. In Thai, rusuk tua, only rusuk tua, be aware, the body, it's good. Yeah, I would like to join explain something for the moving, the technique okay. for John, he athlete comer to practice. John, he take care. He explain something very, very good. Yeah. Say about something, John.
Oh, okay.
Translator.
Okay, I guess I just like to talk about the practice of this technique. It's one of there's 100 different ways to meditate. I'd like to give an advertisement for this particular technique that we do. People who meditate on a regular basis are said to have a meditation practice. And what we're doing in meditation is practicing bringing our minds back to what our bodies are doing in the present moment. There are many benefits to having your mind be focused on what your body is doing. What we're doing is practicing paying attention to each movement of our bodies. Each, by paying attention to this movement and this movement and knowing this movement, by practicing paying attention to what our bodies are doing, we focus our energy on what we're actually doing instead of letting our minds get caught up in problematical thinking. It doesn't have to be even some terrible thoughts that we have, but certainly in the case of driving a car, if we have our minds focused on the action of driving, we have a smaller chance of getting distracted and getting hit by some other idiot who doesn't practice meditation on a regular basis. This for the newcomers, this the old timers here will tell you that this is a very effective meditation technique. A popular way to meditate in some other communities is to close your eyes and sit very still and focus on the breath. Breathing is something we do anyway, and in this practice, with our eyes open, we're not trying to shut out the world. We're trying to let the world come to us and to appreciate everything that comes our way. Some things that come our way are not so much fun. Meditation sometimes isn't much fun. Sometimes it's hard work. With this particular technique, we get to know intimately what our bodies are doing. We come back over and over again. We begin at each and every new moment by focusing on what our bodies are doing. And in this meditation practice, practice means it's like anything else, like taking up the violin. We practice playing the violin to get better and better at it. And we get more and more skillful the more we practice. Meditation is a skill that we get good at the more we practice. And there are many, many great benefits of meditation. Because we meditate with our bodies moving, Well, for one thing, this is good exercise.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah.
One of our teachers was asked, why do we do this with our hands? And he said, oh, it gives us something to do while we're meditating. It's good exercise. We get to know the way our bodies work, and along the way, we also develop a certain amount of insight into how our minds work. This technique is known as a form of insight meditation. Some other forms of meditation can create a certain amount of calmness in us. And that's basically what they do. They provide a certain amount of calm, and that's a good thing. But I've found that this also provides, what we're going for is to become awake to all our senses. And by becoming more alive to what's coming our way, we develop insight into how we function. What we're going for is insight into how we work out in the world. But I've found that this particular technique has the wonderful side effect of bringing a certain amount of peace of mind to us. And for folks that are new to meditation, if you make a regular habit out of meditation, you will find fairly quickly that it brings a certain amount of serenity to what you're doing during the day. And as an advertisement for this particular technique, because we meditate with our bodies moving and our eyes open, it's more like our real life. And at the end of this meditation session, I hope that you'll work, go to your cars with your eyes open and your body's moving. You drive home with your eyes open, and this meditation technique is more like our daily life. And it's easier to bring a sense of calm and purpose into our daily life. When the gong rings, we're not ending our meditation. The goal is to be aware of what we're doing 24/7, and this technique works well for that. So continue to flap your arms about in search of enlightenment, and I hope that you find it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, John.
Any question? No question. Good. Keep practice. Someday you can awaken one, and get the answer by no question. Get the question by no answer.
Oh,
no come, no go.
Yes.
Awake.
Yes.
Yeah. Buddha is namely awakening, awaken one inside. Yeah, John said about inside meditation.
Mm-hmm.
Calmly is a good, but a little bit, no too much.
Mm-hmm.
And calmly too much. Don't know anything. Awakening is better, better than calm. Thank you all for coming.
Okay. Oh, another advertisement. I lead a discussion group and class about Buddhist teachings, and this class will be happening in 5 minutes or so over in the retreat center. The class lasts for about an hour. It's mostly a lively discussion group about some aspect of Buddhism. Everybody, newcomers are welcome. There's no fee for the class. If you don't know anything about Buddhism, that's okay. You may leave the class the same way. But you're all welcome to join. Class is about an hour, so.
What's the topic?
We'll be talking about fear and what to do about it. It'll give everybody a chance to discuss their own fears, and perhaps we'll realize we're all afraid of the same thing and we're all in the same boat. Maybe that will be the end point of our discussion. So don't be afraid to show up.
Thank you.